Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen. You can always email me questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And if you haven't already liked my Facebook page, which is called A Dad's Point of View, please do. And join the over 3,600 moms and dads from over 35 countries that are active participants. We have theme days, and it's really, I think, a very vital page. Monday is Music Monday. Wednesday is Wednesday Words. Friday is Friday Funnies, and Sunday is Faith Sunday. Those are the subjects we deal with on those days. The rest of the week is a haphazard mix of whatever is on my mind. I have something on my mind right now, which is I am holding the proof copy of my first book, which is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. And you can pre-order it right now at the store at brucesalen.com. It is a perfect Father's Day gift. It also, if you pre-order now at brucesalen.com at the store, you will get a special edition poster, which is really cool. My son, my younger son, says the best review or blurb that I've gotten so far is from Stanley. Now, he doesn't really think that necessarily it's the best blurb, but he just thinks that the fact that Stan Lee, who is the creator and the head guy at Marvel, actually read and gave me a review, he just thinks that's cool. I mean, after all, Stan Lee created Spider-Man. But Stan is an old friend of mine and has been a guest on my show, and he wrote the following. Bruce's fascinating look at the ups and downs of parenting reminds me of Marvel Comics. There, too, we choose not to hide the blemishes of life, but to discuss them in an entertaining and helpful manner. Must reading for all parents and would-be parents. Once again, thank you, Stan. You are a dear, dear friend, and it's been a joy to know you for, I don't know, a quarter of a century or so. So, the foreword, by the way, was written by Michael and Diane Medved. Michael Medved being, of course, the nationally renowned talk show host. His wife, less well-known but equally brilliant, is a psychologist and an author of about 5 different books on parenting. So I was very honored that they wrote the foreword, and I am very, very pleased. I also have a nice blurb from Dennis Prager, who also is a well-known talk show host. Speaking of Father's Day, we will be having a special show for Father's Day, which I hope you'll tune into. It will air the week before Father's Day, or in some markets, actually on Father's Day. I have a couple new articles out that I'd like to bring to your attention. I write a series of articles on BoomerTechTalk.com. The newest series is called Boomer Parenting Tips, and the current one is about being friends with your kids on Facebook. It's a kind of a touchy subject, which I have very strong feelings about. I think it's worthwhile knowing what your kids are doing, but how much you make your presence known is the question. So I suggest you read this if you have any questions about it. And by the way, if you're not on Facebook and your kids are, you're not doing your job as a mom or dad. You need to know what your kids are up to. So go to BoomerTechTalk.com and you can just look down on the left and there are all the articles by Bruce. Under it is the one called Boomer Parenting Tips, Friends on Facebook. Another one just below that is another series I write, this one with Professor David E. Weber at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, where they are suffering some horrible tornadoes now, and I hope he is fine because I have not spoken to him in a day or two. We write a series called Evolution of Technology, and the fourth article in that series is about film photography and how we used to actually have real film that we held in our hand and that we processed in dark rooms with red lights rather than the ease with which we now do it. And the memory lane nature of that column makes you just look back at the good and the bad of emerging technologies. And in my view, there's always good and there's always maybe a little bit negative about some of these changes. In any event, that is my news update about Bruce Salen and his writing and his book. Today's topic is called Maturing into a Man and Woman. And it's based, as always, on my current A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Maturing into a Man or Woman. You can find my columns at brucesalen.com or just Google my name or A Dad's Point of View and it will come up. This subject was actually brought about because a friend of mine who was sitting across the studio from me was sharing with me some thoughts about issues regarding when do we grow up these days. And I think it's a really interesting issue because our kids in so many ways you would think are less innocent than they were, but in so many other ways they are growing up in some ways much later and maturing much later. I read somewhere that the actual definition of adolescence was extended from, I could be wrong on the numbers, so please don't hold me to it, but it used to be that adolescence was supposed to end somewhere around 19, and now I think they put it out into the early mid-20s. And I find that fascinating. Our kids have access to so much more, yet in so many ways, and I can speak from personal experience, in many ways, they are my boys are just not as mature or ready to handle the world or go out and live on their own anywhere near as much as I was when I was their age. For that matter, how long does puberty in boys even last? A friend of mine who shall remain anonymous, but I'll refer to as Max, was talking with me about this question of when do we grow up? He related his own story, which I'll paraphrase, in which he talked about the moment when he became a man, to quote him. It was in his 30s. The story Max told was that prior to this incident, which he defined as his turning point towards manhood, he had always struggled with standing up for himself. Why he felt this was the essential ingredient in defining himself as a man is his personal decision, but it's interesting nonetheless. In our discussion on this subject, we reflected that many cultures, religions, and ethnic groups have historically had rituals that marked a boy becoming a man. Not many such passages or rituals were available for the girls, though I will assert that in contemporary Western society, there are certainly some parallels. Other indigenous cultures, such as many American Indian tribes, had manhood rituals that involved survival outside alone for some period of time. Judaism has for centuries had the bar mitzvah as its boy-to-man ritual and added the bat mitzvah for girls just in the last century. Secular America sometimes defines adulthood for both sexes as either becoming 18 years of age or more often becoming 21 years old, which is the legal drinking age. Now, I'm not quite sure that 21 and drinking should define anything resembling adulthood, especially and ironically when 18 is the age that a boy or girl can enlist in the military. I personally think that joining and surviving military training qualifies as much more of an adult passage than binge drinking does in college. My friend's self-proclaimed rite of passage occurred on a camping trip with a few other male friends. At one point, one of these friends demanded some action from him that he felt was an inappropriate request. Max left the area to think about it, and returning a short while later, he said he told his friend that he was out of line and Max refused to do whatever it was that was asked of him. Note, it related to preparing the campsite or some other relatively innocuous activity, but for Max, then in his early 30s, it became a defining moment. What was yours? Did you have such a moment? Did you participate in such a ritual? I was a bar mitzvah, and I know that my parents actually viewed me different, almost literally, from that day forth. Both my boys became bar mitzvahs, and I can't say that I look at them too much different, with the exception of respecting the hard work and good job they did at their respective bar mitzvahs. So the maturity into being a man, I don't know, doesn't seem quite the same. Do you think the age at which boys and girls mature to men and women is the same as it's historically been, or do you think they're maturing sooner or later? For that matter, do you believe each sex matures at different ages or after certain experiences? This is a complicated question. There's no doubt that kids are exposed to much more in the form of media, information, movies, and that sort of thing than in previous generations, but it doesn't seem to be affecting their maturity, just their innocence. In other, maybe more important ways, it's my belief that many kids today are sheltered from exactly those experiences that hasten their journey towards adulthood. The generation of my parents most definitely struggled more than I did, while my boys are definitely struggling much less than I did. Struggle may be the wrong choice of words. Entitlement, spoiled, pampered, protected, coddled are just a few of the better choices for what I believe the current generation of young boys and girls are getting from many parents. We will continue on this subject. Next up, we have Wayne Levine joining us, as he always does, for the Men's Room. And we will certainly get an interesting take on the ritual of becoming a man from a man's expert such as Wayne. My producer, Richard Dugan, has given me the finger again. That means it's time to wrap up this segment, and it's time for a break. We will be back after these commercials with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.